It is hard to believe that these shattered streets were once the main lavish construction materials market in the vivid real estate business in Syria before the Syrian crisis broke out. But now, it is reduced to walls full of bullet holes and showrooms of death and horror. This is Yarmouk refugee camp, one of the main Palestinian refugee camps in Syria that became a focal point for the fighting around the capital Damascus when foreign-backed insurgents moved in on it by the end of 2012. At first, insurgents managed to control the whole camp, except for its police department, but later on, Palestinian volunteers started a battle to regain control over the camp.
We are trying to regain control over the camp and take back the houses and push them outside the camp. I can't show my face because I still have family members inside. You see the destruction the terrorists caused in the houses? No one will destroy his own house. So these people are not from the camp.
The battle in Yarmouk camp is a very complicated battle, and there are many reasons for that. It is the closest point the insurgents have to the capital Damascus, and as a result won't relinquish it easily. Also, people are still going back to check on their houses in the once densely populated area, not to forget narrow streets with high buildings next to each other. Fighting in Yarmouk camp is taking place from one building to the other, from one house to another, and from one room to the other, making it a very difficult yet necessary fight. Palestinian volunteers are advancing into the camp slowly, facing extremist militants who have turned every building and every street into a bunker for them. The front lines are so close that either side can only whisper not to be heard while traveling in a maze of apartments that allow them to travel for hundreds of meters and maybe kilometers without setting foot on a street.
Armed groups used to come from inside the Yarmouk camp to attack the police department using these holes between buildings. This is one of the holes, and you can see how destroyed are the houses just to allow them access one house to another. Thank God we took all these buildings from them, and soon we will take back the whole camp.
A booby trap door reminds you to walk slowly, and the sounds of bullets urge you to run. It is hard to know how to move in Yarmouk camp without the help of our escorting Palestinian fighters who know the camp by heart. Al Yarmouk camp is the biggest Palestinian refugee camp in Syria, and the fight over the control of Al Yarmouk camp is also one of the biggest battles around the capital Damascus. The future of the capital relies in a big part on the future of this camp behind me. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Al Yarmouk camp.